Our second story now. U.S. President Barack Obama once again refuses to condemn Israel's atrocities in the Gaza Strip. Instead, Obama urges Hamas fighters to release an Israeli soldier who went missing in Gaza on Friday.
If they are serious about trying to resolve this situation, that soldier needs to be unconditionally released as soon as possible. I have been very clear throughout this crisis that Israel has a right to defend itself. No country can tolerate missiles raining down on its cities and people having to rush to bomb shelters every 20 minutes or half hour. No country can or would tolerate tunnels being dug under their land that can be used to launch terrorist attacks.
Obama's comments come as Hamas has denied it's captured an Israeli soldier. Obama once again mentioned the U.S.'s assistance to Israel in the construction of the anti-rocket system, known as the Iron Dome. He pledged that the U.S. would continue to work with Tel Aviv to enable it to protect itself against Palestinian resistance fighters. Along those lines, the U.S. Congress has approved a bill to provide $225 million in emergency aid for Israel's Iron Dome missile system. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the Senate vote is a signal to Tel Aviv that the U.S. is there when Israel needs it. Earlier, the Pentagon announced that it was making more ammunition deliveries to Israel. Let's go to Boston and talk to Kav Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Welcome, sir. Mr. Afrasiabi, what makes President Obama literally fail to mention what's going on in Gaza and only talks about what's going on in Israel?
Well, it's indeed very sad and appalling that President Obama has turned out to be such a, apologetic defender of Israel's war of aggression on a defenseless population that's holed up in this large prison we call Gaza. And to hear him, make such a strong plea for the release of a soldier who's part of an invading army that has wrought havoc on Gaza, causing, according to the UN officials, some 440,000 war refugees over the past 3 weeks or so, and completely ignored Israel's atrocities is just unjustifiable. And President Obama really ought to return the Nobel Peace Prize that he was awarded unjustifiably, because he has not shown that he's not, an apt mediator. He's extremely biased in favor of a rogue state that has violated all sorts of international law, all sorts of humanitarian laws, the Geneva Protocol on the protection of civilians in war zones and so on, and condemned by all the high officials of the United Nations, from the refugee agencies to human rights and so on. And so the U.S. is really hurting its own image in the Muslim world and indeed the world community by turning into this unapologetic defender of an aggressive state that is out to destroy the Palestinian people per se, because this has all the elements of a genocidal war with so many hundreds of thousands of refugees, tens of thousands injured, and so many innocent people killed, and with no prospect of an immediate ending. And add to that the fact that, according to all the independent observers, it was Israel that broke the truce by attacking and killing civilians in Rafah, and Hamas retaliated. And unfortunately, neither Obama nor his Secretary of State, John Kerry, saw that, and they preferred to only have selective attention to the wars in Gaza and blame Hamas and the Palestinians. That's really unfortunate.
And of course, we know that ceasefires have never led to peace, although they have led to temporary peace. What can result in a long-term peace?
Well, I really think that the U.S. is now, showing its true color by resupplying munitions to Israel and so on, and is not an honest broker. And John Kerry, by so blatantly exonerating Israel and only blaming Hamas for the breakdown of the ceasefire, gets an F in my report card. So I think we need neutral mediators. leaders, perhaps some, you know, Scandinavian countries together with the UN to come in and institute a ceasefire, because you have a biased party that is the U.S. that is helping the Israel in these quasi-ceasefire that are meant to break down so Israel can continue with its atrocities, killing more Palestinians and destroying more homes and so on in the name of, you know, self-defense. But, you know, what about the Palestinians? They have the legitimate right of resistance against an invading army according to any, you know, UN charter and so forth. And unfortunately, the United States has chosen to isolate the international community by underwriting Israel's war and war crimes.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Carvajal Frasiabi, author and political scientist from Boston. Thanks for your time there, sir.